Okay, so start the second parak, the first Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, right?
Omer.
Ezohi deres hishara, which is the straight way, I'm translating literally. Shivo lo ha'adam, that a person, shivo is choose, that a person should choose. The answer is, kol shehi tiferet le'oseha, anything which is a beautification for the person, lo'oseha, the person who made him, i.e. to God, v'tiferet lo min hadam, and a beautification to him from man. Okay, that's the first thing. So number one, that's the way the person should choose. Number two, habi zahir b'mitzvah kala, and be careful with a light mitzvah, k'b'chamura, like with a more chomor, a more stringent mitzvah. You don't know the reward for mitzvahs. What does that mean? I mean, it sounds as if the small one might be bigger than the large one. Then why is it called small? Why is it called big? Right? So we have to understand that. Vavi mechashev, number three, and be considered hefsid mitzvah, the loss of doing a mitzvah, keneged schara, against the reward of the enjoyment that you get from it. The schar aveira, right? And the enjoyment aveira of the aveira, keneged hefseda, the lack of doing the aveira, the loss that you lose in your world to come, whatever, in your ruchnias, because of doing the aveira. Vistakel b'shlosha dvarim, and look at three things. And you won't come to Avera. It's number four. Right? Da mala mala mima, know what's above you. Ayin roya, someone who sees you, an eye that sees. Ve'ozen shomad, and an ear that hears. Ve'kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim, and all your actions are written in a sefer. Okay. So now we have this. This is a very big Mishnah. So we're going to do the beginning of it. First of all, we'll have to connect them all. But let's start with the first one. What's this? Something which is a beautification to your maker, right? And beautification to man. What does that mean? That's a beautification to the object. But what does it mean to beautification to you, the creator? To beautify your creator. What does it mean to beautify your creator?
Don't we adorn him through our ways and told him in our actions and our...
Okay. Right.
Kavod Hashem.
What do you think?
Kavod, like giving like ears Hashem and Kavod Hashem.
Okay. What do you think?
Kishem.
Okay. Why is that beautification? What's beauty? Okay, so why is it said in a way that you have to beautify our creator? The person who created us and made us. To say, dude, what's right in God's wrong with eyes? What's his thought of beauty? What's beauty? If you understand, right? All beauty is some sort of symmetry, some sort of balance. Right? Imbalance is not so, it's a little bit of imbalance, right? You know, they say nowadays that they made, I think there's some sort of test that they did. The people who are more beautiful, the people who have, you know, symmetrical faces. Without doing the test, you can understand it. I mean, if someone has a big eye and a small eye, they're not beautiful, right? Someone has a big ear and a small ear, they're not beautiful. They're nice ears, you know, right? Even it's a nice ear, but one's bigger than the other, it's not beauty. Beauty somehow invokes symmetry, right? Within limits, you can have a little bit of breaking of that symmetry that's also beauty, you know? So like, you know, they say like a beauty spot. So it's only a little spot, you understand what I'm saying? So now, what does beauty show? What does symmetry show?
Intelligence.
Yeah. It shows unity. Ultimately, it shows unity. In physics, you see that more clearly. We'll talk about physics. But I want to show you in terms of, you know, physicists for a long time are looking for unified field theory. That all the fields have one reason for them. Why? Maybe not. Maybe all of them have different reasons for them. Why has to be oneness that thing? You know, physicists even talk about beauty of a theory. A theory which is simple and beautiful. in terms of its logic, in terms of its working out. And very much in physics, talk about symmetry and symmetry breaking and all these sorts of things. It's very much in group theory. All these things are very involved in understanding the world. Why? Why do they believe this? Why is maths that way? I mean, this is mathematics, really. Mathematics is just an abstraction of what they see in the world. And, you know, why is that? Why is there this unity to the world? Simple answer. Because God created it. It's an emanation of His will. It's an emanation of His unity. Since something comes from one source, it has to connect. There has to be all these different things have to connect in a very simple way, ultimately. Since there has to be connection, a connection of things which are seen disparaging and which somehow connect, right? That's beauty. When you see things, something is ugly, if you see a picture, right? A picture usually gives over a message, right? Not modern art. You know, modern art, people like things which are ugly because they themselves are mucked up. So they appreciate seeing themselves, so to speak. But beauty, really, is when you see a unity of something in that picture. The picture is giving you a message. So that bird is saying the same, saying an aspect of that message. That horizon is saying an aspect of that message. They're all saying that one message. When the whole world, in all its different forms, is connecting us to one unity, that's beauty. Understand? Beauty is when disparaging things, different things, connect to be one. When we're saying, now let's go back to us, when we're saying has to be beautification of our Creator, it means that we are distant, we are sort of different, we're separate. Separation is disunity, separation is ugliness. Avaras are ugly. You understand? When we do things which connect us to our Creator, and we show, and it's apparent that connection through our actions, that shows His beauty in the world. That shows the connectivity, the oneness, the unity in the world. Beauty can only be if there's unity. Beauty can't be without unity. Ultimately, the desire for beauty in anything, these physicists, their desire for seeing beauty in the world, beauty in the world, is really, they don't really understand it, but they basically are admitting there's unity, that means there's someone behind this unity. There's a oneness to all this disparity in the world. You with me? So we say that tefillin is a pe'er. It's a beautification of us. Why is tefillin a pe'er? Because tefillin represents the connection of our souls to our bodies. That connection is a pe'er. That's why an avel, the avelus, he's golel ba'afa, he can't wear this pe'er, he can't wear this tefillin. Because he's disconnected. He's a time of avelus, a time of din, a time of disconnection. So you can't wear this. He's not a time of beauty, it's a time of disconnection. So you can't wear this pe'er. But where your neshama connected to your group is beauty. Whenever you see connection, so ultimate beauty has to be the connection of God in this world, or our soul to our body. Every time we see things which are, and it's also like that with pictures, things which are opposites, which connect in a proper way, that's when you have beauty. You understand? Beauty is the combination of opposites in an acceptable way. If you take opposites and you put them disconnected, that's ugliness. If you take opposites and you connect them in some sort of form that seems correct, that's beauty. You'll always find beauty there. You understand? Okay, so someone said that yafe, the word for yafe means Yud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is poor, is here, down here. The connection of the higher world into the lower world. That's beauty. The connection of disparity is always beauty. So that means, now go back to our Mishnah, when we do Tiferet Le'osa, a beautification of our Creator, what does it mean? It means we connect through Him, through our actions. That disparity of living in this physical world and being physical beings, through our actions, we show our connection to Him. That's a tiferet, that's a beautification of Him. That's a beautification of us, right? That's a beautification of Him to our Creator, and a beautification of us to man. Men will see us as beautiful people. They will consider that's a beautiful person. Because we're connecting the physical to the spiritual. And that's the tachlis habriya. Right? That's the purpose of creation. It means also, a person living with his purpose is a beautiful person. That's an inner beauty. If a person takes his outer beauty and uses it for physical things, that's ugly. For example, you imagine it says, the Gemara says, Nezim Zahav Af Khazir. If you take a nezim, like a ring, a gold ring, and you put it on the nose of a pig, yeah? That's ugly. You take something which is a ring, and you put it in the wrong place, in a disgusting place. Well, what do you do with that? And there's it's all in what it eats, right? Yeah. That's a waste. There's no beauty in that. What a person finds beautiful in a picture, even if it's another person won't be a beautiful picture, it comes from he feeling a unity. That means in a person's, like in modern art, a person has like a, he's an existentialist, right? He thinks life's worthless. So his life is worthless. So he sees, or he's confused, life doesn't make sense, all that sort of thing, right? He's a teenager, right? Doesn't make sense, right? So when he sees a picture which is also confused and doesn't make sense, so he's connecting to it. When you connect to something, you see its beauty. You understand? If something's mafien who you are, something describes who you are, that means you connect to it. If you connect to something which is different from you, you see beauty. You understand? Okay, so now it's here Ben Yonah. Rebbe Omer, Ezi derech yishar shevo lo adam, kol shi tiferet lo oseh v'tiferet lo me'adam. Anything is a beautification to his creator, and a beautification to him from man. Be'asot ha-mitzvot, ha-mitzvot. When a person does the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefu'ah behem, he becomes beautified in them. Again, because he's connecting the physical world to the higher worlds. V'hen tiferet la'oseihen, the beautification to those who do them. Ki tif'ato, because his beautification, ki tiferet amitit, it's true beauty, b'vnei Adam, of people. I.e. there's beauty of people which isn't true, and there's beauty of people which is true. Physical beauty is not true. What it means not true? Something which is true remains forever. Something which is really true, something which isn't really true doesn't remain. Physical beauty doesn't remain forever. Something which dissipates, something which goes away. The beauty of a person's actions remains forever. Lachen, Yivrol Atzmo HaDerech HaHu, person should choose for himself this way. V'tiferet lo min ha'adam, and it's also a beautification to him from man. Sheyaseh ha'mitzvah b'zmanan, he should do the mitzvahs at their times, right? Shneema, Dava be'ito ma'atov, something at its right time, it's good. Ki yuchal la'asot b'zmanan, because you can do in their times, shelo yesha be'enei habriut. But it won't be straight in the eyes of the people. Velo yero pe'ebehen. And it won't be a beautification in them. Ve'en ze osea mitzvah shlema. And it's not considered doing a mitzvah shlema, complete mitzvah. In other words, when a person does an incomplete mitzvah, i.e. creates Shema at the wrong time, or he puts davens at the wrong time, it's not a beautification of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not shalem. Beauty also means something complete, something whole. Right? You can have a beautiful man, but he's missing a nose. He's not beautiful anymore. Right? It's not beautiful. Something which is complete, something which is whole, is beautiful. Something which is incomplete is not beautiful. Bashed davar melech shilton. Umi yomalo matase. And who tell him what to do? This is a quote of Kohelet. I skipped the line, sorry. Kinyu shamu chazal. Kol ha'ose mitzvah k'mamara. Anyone who does a mitzvah in its proper way, like it was said. Afilu gezar din shel shivim shana mevatel. Even if there was a gezar din, there was a bad thing that happened to him. For 70 years there was a gezar din on him. There was this psak on him. It'll nullify it. Why? Like it says in Koheles, Bashe dibeh melech shilton, the king who's has shilton, has dominion, spoke. Umi yomaro ma etasen. Who will tell him what to do? K'tiv badrei. And it says, in other words, he's the king, says to do something, it's going to be done. K'tiv badrei. Shom mitzvah lo yida davara. Someone who does a mitzvah won't know any bad. Even though there's a gzar din, there's a shilton, there's a dvar melech on him, he won't know from this bad, because he did a dvar mitzvah b'shlei muta in its completion. For gam tzarech litna'ot b'mitzvot, he also has to beautify himself with mitzvahs. Lulav na'e, talis na'e, a beautiful lulav, right? A nice talis, right? Sefer Torah na'e, a beautiful sefer Torah. Tefillin na'e, also beautiful. Kiyotze b'hin. People will say, wow, how beautiful. So why by mitzvahs you have this concept of beauty? Because since the mitzvah intrinsically is an expression of unity, of disparity, of different things, of things which are nigudim, things which are in this dichotomy, the unity of dichotomies, that gives beauty. Yeah? So since that's what a mitzvah effectively does, a piece of leather you put on your head brings your neshama down to you. A lulav that you hold, these pieces of branches, right? The palm tree, hadas, right? It's bringing down higher worlds down to you. You're affecting the higher worlds. That's the concept of beauty. When you're taking the physical objects, and those are the objects that are connecting the higher world to the lower worlds, so therefore there has to be a din in those objects, that they themselves should be beautified. Yeah? Understand? Sefer Torah, the same thing. You're saying Dvar Hashem, you're saying the words of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those words of Kodesh Baruch Hu are written on a piece of cloth. You're reading them from this cloth, so you beautify that thing, because that cloth represents the higher rotsin of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that you bring into this world. Right? That's a complete dichotomy that you can actually talk according to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, his words. We can contemplate them, we can think them, we can learn them. So there's a din, you make it beautiful. You understand? Now he's bringing the Rambam down. Pirish Zot HaMishnah, explain this Mishnah. Al HaMidot, on character traits. LaSotan Al Derech Emtzai, to do it in the middle way. The middle way is the balanced way. Balance of opposites is always beauty. Right? I bring two opposites together in and mixing them in a balanced way is beauty. Shehu derech hamufcha, that's the chosen, the tiferet and beauty for way lasota, to do these midas, to these character traits. Shemichina leiv tahor adam, Kodesh Baruch Hu prepared for a person a beautiful heart. Umchadeshet b'kirbo, and he renews in his midst ruach nechona, a proper spirit. V'tiferet lo min hadam, and it's purification of a person from other people. Shilamduhu, because he'll teach them dinhog im abrias, to customize himself to be go with the people who to be customize himself to be with people. Min hakto v'nae, a proper way, a good way, and pleasant. Like the midah of nedivut, of giving. Ki lechili, a person who's a miser, lo yoma shuagam hapizu ra yerua. Also, someone who spends his money is very bad, too much. Umihu anadiv, who's the person who's a giver, a proper giver? First, he just gives his money away, that's a bad thing. The person who's miser and his money is a bad thing. There's a middle way. Aha ohev et hamon, someone who likes money. Vishome oto, and he guards it. Shmira mu'ula, properly. Umitya et beninivud, but he gives it in a good way. Va'osa seder b'hotzah, and he doesn't order what he gives. Kedei she'af speak lo, it will be sufficient for him la'asot ha'tov v'yashah, do what's right in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. B'mokom harui, in a fitting way. Linaten bo ga ein midot tachat shemesh. Hashemayim, sorry. So he's mitzvah et ben divud, he takes advice in how to give his money. Versus Sadi makes an order, behutza'ah, what he spends. Kadesh she'a speaker will be sufficient for him, la'asot ha'tov v'yashah b'mokom harui, to do that which is good and straight in the proper place. Linaten bo gam, and to give it, gam ein midot tachat hashemayim. These actions, these characters, isn't under the heavens. Ki'im al derech emtza'ut, the middle way. Ve'en tiferet la'ose otah, ve'en tiferet lo min adam. In other words, he has to be balanced in what he does, right? To do the middle way, in order for it to be beautification of his creator and beautification to other people. Yeah?
Why does he use the lashon of money? Why does he use the exact
No, because he spoke beforehand about an example. He said, there's a person to be a miser, a person to be a spender, a complete spender. Both ways are opposite. He says you use the middle way, which is nedivus, that means you give to other people in, you know, a generous way. But you make sure you leave enough for yourself. And you make order what you give and who you give to, you know, you do it properly. That's a middle way, which is deferus. That's an example. Beauty in this form doesn't mean that a person has to only do to be in learning to do you know, to be beautiful in terms of that he's an Eved Hashem in terms of his learning and his in practice, right? Because if you're learning Torah, you don't keep it in practice, so what do you need the Torah for, right? It doesn't matter if a person is a learner or a worker, whatever it is. The thing is that he's doing lots in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. His megama, his viewpoint of the world is to do lots in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to take this goof and use it and mishabed it to his will. That's the biggest beauty a person can have. Because the more a person lives with that unity, the more he's megale, that unity in the world, the more he reveals that unity in the world, the more we see that these disparities, these differences in the world, the physical and the spiritual, are really one. And the more we see that unity in the world, the more we see God's beauty. Because we see the shlemus. God, so to speak, this world is a world of chisaron, a world of lack, a world of ugliness. It's lacking shlemus. Shlemus is completion. Anything which is incomplete is by definition not beautiful. The more we bring this world to its actual completion, right, the more this world becomes a beautiful world. Whether we, in our actions, whether how we do the mitzvahs, right, whatever it is, all those things that show from this disparity in the world, the ultimate unity of it, that's what brings beauty into the world. Make sense? Beauty has to be also a balance. Balance of opposites. To a miser, to be a person who just gives away his money. So Nedivus is the middle way. The middle way of two dichotomies, two things which are opposites, that always brings beauty. What's the triangle called?
Equilateral
triangle. Why is that the most beautiful triangle? Because each point is the same. You rotate it 60 degrees, you get to the same triangle. Each point is the same. If each point is the same, that means I'm taking from three points and making it one. Because really they're the same. It's the same, it's like group theory, it's groups, it's a group theory. Right? Tiferes, why is Tiferes called Tiferes? Why is Tiferes, that's the mid of Tiferes. Why is that?
Unified.
The goof, the other lower midas. Tiferes is the place where the Chochma Bina Das is mitgale in the goof. Tiferes is usually the goof, the physical goof, is the lower part, you know, the middle part, the main part. This Chokhmah Bina Das is his mind. When I bring that mind and it's revealed in the world, that's beauty. There's a unity of the mind to the body. That's beauty. That's why Tiferes is beauty. That's why Yaakov represents Midas HaTiferes. He's the combination of Din and Chesed, the opposites. He brings them together. The synthesis of those opposites is Tiferes, is beauty.